We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Let's see what the reaction is 100 miles up north, Al, by a man who is brilliant at this stuff. He is the host of the New York, New York podcast on The Ringer and Spotify, and he is a legend in New York City. John Jastrzebski's on the line. Hi, Johnny.
Speaking of legends, this is the first time I'm talking to you since the big news came down. Congratulations.
Well,
congratulations.
Yeah,
at least I got to butter you up a little bit before I bring you down to talk about what happened to your football team yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
The only reason I retired is it worked out so well for Frances up there. It's the only reason I did it. All right. Anyway, John.
It's working out for Benigno, though. I could tell you that much.
I'll bet it
is. I can tell you that much.
All right, John. So, correct me if I'm wrong here, but we faced a dumpster fire football team on a short week. And the New York Giants beat the Eagles. Could you explain how the hell that happened, please?
I can pretty simply. Jalen Hurts. Simple as that. That's the only reason the Giants found a way to win this game. You know, the talk going into this game, Ange, they fire Jason Garrett. They bring in Freddie Kitchens to call the plays. Is the Giant offense going to look different? Is it going to have some new quirks? Is it going to be more wide open? Yada, yada, yada. It wasn't. They scored 13 points, and yet the Eagles still lost this game because your football team just could not take care of the football, and your quarterback just made so many terrible, terrible, terrible decisions. That's why he lost.
All right, hold on, John. Let me get it right to it then. You are forming a team yourself, and you got to pick one of these two quarterbacks. Would you rather have Daniel Jones or Jalen Hurts?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Can I plead the fifth and say none of the above?
Death an option?
John, you don't like either of these guys. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, listen, I'm not a Daniel Jones guy. I think at best he's middle of the pack. And Jalen Hurts is athletic. Jalen Hurts seems like a very likable kid.
Yes.
He can't throw the football effectively enough, I think, to be a big winner.
Wow.
I just don't. You know, I tweeted this yesterday. I don't know if anybody saw this. There's been so much talk about my team, the Dolphins, being linked to Deshaun Watson, assuming his legal situation plays out. I know there's 10 zillion loopholes there when it comes to Watson, but I think the Eagles need Deshaun Watson a heck of a lot more than my team. I mean, am I crazy for saying that, Ange? I mean, I'm watching Tua complete 75 to 80% of his passes. He could throw the football. Jalen Hurts cannot. So, no, I would not feel great about starting a franchise with either one of these guys right about now.
I don't want Watson either. He's got so much nasty baggage, John. And that talking about Russell Wilson, he's 33. No, you got to find look, I was on the Hurts bandwagon, but yesterday was pitiful. I don't, John, you got to see this. The last play of the game, right? So he makes a good throw to Rager on that play, and Rager can't catch the ball. You got to see how open Devontae Smith was along the left sideline. You will not believe how the Giants let the best Eagles receiver wide open for a touchdown, and Hurts never saw him. He never saw him, John. Tell me something. Make me feel better.
It's the sort of stuff that you got to have a feel for as a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I know Jalen Hurts is still kind of new with playing the position in the NFL. But, like, at the end of a game, you're 1,000% right. Devontae Smith, wide open at the end of the game, the guy that you clearly need to hit there in that situation. He didn't know it. And listen, you'll be teased for the playoffs because the NFC and this race for the final spot is wide open. All you need to know is that NBC yesterday put the Giants and the Bears up on the graphic that I love to see at this time of the year, the In the Hunt graphic. So now the Giants fan is going to get sucked into thinking that they have a shot. But my point is, your Eagles, with the schedule they have coming up, they're still very much in this thing.
All right, hold on, John. No, we're not in it at all, by the way. John's lying.
You but, are, though. I mean,
John,
listen,
we stink. You saw
the
game.
That's, the math tells me you're in it.
John, does that look like a playoff team to you, the Eagles?
No.
No.
I'm not saying, let's make this clear. I'm not proclaiming that the Eagles are any good. What I am proclaiming is that a real mediocre team is going to get into the playoffs as the last team in the NFC. That's what I'm proclaiming.
All right. Listen, John, we talked to a coach a while ago, and he said they had so much fun at the Meadowlands this week that the Eagles are going back next Sunday against the worst team, the Jets. Is there any way the Eagles could lose that game, John?
No. from what I saw with Zach Wilson yesterday, no. He looked awful. He looked absolutely awful. And I know he's a rookie quarterback, and I know he's coming back off the injury. He's trying to get way too cute. He's not accurate enough. He had that bonehead interception. I don't know if you guys saw that. He's basically throwing left-handed, trying to be Brett Favre on a 3rd-and-17. That's a get-right game for the Eagles. And Beningo reminded me of this the other day. The New York Jets have never – I'm going to say it again. The New York Jets have never beaten the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, here we go.
Don't you? What are you trying to do?
What are you doing,
John? John, you're trying to. Oh, you want to come back next week to laugh in our faces when the Jets win?
I don't, because then I got to deal with all the giddy Jet fans in my life. So I'd rather see you guys find a way to pull this one out. And I did have the Giants yesterday. Full disclosure, I thought that was a classic trap game last week. I mean, yesterday, didn't you?
Right. No, I picked the Giants, but for the wrong reason. All right, John, I got one last thing, and it's not football. I got to ask this, because the word we're getting down here in Philadelphia is today, the Mets signed Max Scherzer to go with Jacob DeGrom. They already signed Marte. They've already made a bunch of moves. Do you think the owner of the Mets, Steve Cohen, cares more about winning than the owner of the Phillies, John Middleton? Because it sounds like he's spent – our guy hasn't done a damn thing, John. What's going on?
Well, I feel the exact same frustration with my baseball team, the New York Yankees, who have done a whole lot of nothing.
What are they doing?
And I see the Mets spending like drunken sailors. I didn't think there was a chance in hell that Scherzer would go to the Mets. Because I was always under the impression he wanted to be out on the West Coast, Dodgers, Giants. That's why he went to the West Coast at the trade deadline. But you know this, bro, money talks. And I think the Mets are going to have the highest bid. I think it's going to come down to whether or not Scherzer wants to be here in New York. This did drag out. I thought it'd be done last night with all the reports that came out. But if the Mets go and get Max Scherzer, that is a game changing move in the National League East. I don't think there's any doubt.
You have those two guys.
And if heaven forbid you have those two guys in a 5-game series, good luck. Or 7-game series, good luck.
No, I am plan to concede the race tomorrow morning if they sign him. John Jastrzebski, you are the future of sports talk in America. We love you. It's New York podcast on Spotify at a rigor. John, you're the best. Thank you, pal.
I expect to see you at the Borgata before the retirement tour. That's all I'm going to say.
All right,
love you, buddy.
Every Friday.
I love it. See you, John. We're there every Friday from 6 to 10, unless Omicron comes on and ruins it.
Whatever.
That's the new
variant. I know. It's a weird name.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Megatron.
Within a week, we'll know it too well.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. All right, Brandon's up next. Let's talk to Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
What's going on, man? I want to take a moment of silence just because of what happened. I'm not sure if you heard the bad news. Jalen Reagor caught COVID. Never mind. He dropped it. He can't catch anything at all.
If you're going to tell a joke like that, you got to sell
it. I'm sorry. That was a good joke.
No, that he dropped that was it. He can't catch anything.
He can't. You didn't. Maybe the wording could have been a little better, but I enjoyed it, Brandon. That was levity.
All right. So I think this has to start falling on the coaching staff. If the Eagles drafted Justin Jefferson, do you think he would have back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons and he would be as good as he is right now?
Jonesy, take that one.
Yes, he would have.
Yeah, he's so good.
Kirk Cousins is not that great, so
he
yes.
couldn't avoid it.
In fact, I think Wentz would still be your quarterback.
Yes.
Now, Brandon, that's such a great point. If Wentz could have thrown to Jefferson last year, he might have never gotten benched. They might have made the playoffs or done more.
It's not even a might.
And it would have been. Brandon, the whole thing might have been different if they just drafted Jefferson.
But you have to hear me out for a second. Over the last, I don't know, we can go 20, 25, 30 years worth of receivers that the Eagles drafted. Coming out of college, they're so not highly touted. I mean,
yeah.
You had Aguilar coming out of USC. They said he was a good route runner.
Jefferson was, Brandon. He was. Right. We didn't take him.
Well, you got one this year and didn't use him.
These receivers that come to the Eagles, when they come here, they just fall apart. Like, is it the development?
Not that. Devontae Smith will be great here if they decide to actually throw the frickin' ball to him. Brandon,
right. But
he was wide open on – he threw his helmet. The kid wants to win, and they haven't channeled his aggression yet. They're giving it to a guy who doesn't give a damn. What are they thinking?
No, I
can't take Rager. I can't take him. I can't take Jalen Rager. Do you understand? I've had enough.
Rager, if you look at the big picture with Aguilar, with – you can go back to Jordan Matthews in Vanderbilt. He was.
All right, why are you trying to make me feel
Freddie
worse?
Freddie Mitchell.
Jordan Matthews sucked. Freddie Mitchell sucked.
Great receiver.
Jalen Rager sucks.
I would say very uncharacteristic, but.
It's uncharacteristic. He dropped the ball.
I don't know what his numbers are on drops, but he's back-to-back drops.
Could you explain to me when you have caught it? Just so I can look up some tape and see what it might have
looked. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, it's a guy. I'm telling you, I'm this guy Rager. Here's what I'm going to say. Drafting Rager over Jefferson in a normal world, regardless of winning a Super Bowl, is a fireable offense. Do you understand?
It is, yeah.
When your city and Minnesota and all the people in the NFL are laughing at you because you passed up the receiver of the next decade to pick a guy who can't catch the ball, it's fireable. You should be fired for that decision alone.
The only way you survive that is if that player in Rager turns into a superstar, and he's not going to.
He is
so
not
going to. You
can't
survive it. That's the risk you take when you draft a player like
that
when the obvious choice is sitting there.
Perfectly stated. Jen is on. I am now only looking for people who are very, very angry. Is that you, Jen?
That is absolutely me, Angelo.
Perfect.
I lost a bet yesterday that I have to now wear a Giants hoodie with a sign that says the Giants are the best team.
Oh, no, Jen. Don't do it. Welch on the bet.
No, I can't welch on the bet because come the day after Christmas, hopefully, she will be dressed head to toe, face paint, everything in Eagles green.
All right. But, Jen, how much did that hurt you yesterday, that loss?
My insides are still torn up, Angelo.
Me too. I didn't sleep
well. I did not sleep.
You didn't either. Rhea didn't.
No.
I didn't. Rhea was here before me. She said she couldn't sleep.
I did.
No. And I'm going to the Jets game next week.
No, don't do it, Jen. Don't do it. Why are you putting yourself through that?
I figured it'd be an easy early Christmas win.
Yeah.
And it was a gift. It's a gift for my kids. But after this week, oh, my God, no.
All right, wait a minute.
They're 7-point favorites already.
Is it a gift for your kids? Are they coming with you, Jen?
They're coming with me to the game.
That's not a good gift.
That's child abuse.
No, Jen, that's not. What was your second choice to sign that? Because that's not that good a gift, Jen.
I looked at the schedule, and the Jets look like an easy win.
I mean, I like your thinking.
Yeah, that's an easy win, but it's not, there is no such thing with this Eagles team. No such thing, Jen.
Not after yesterday, no. Not when you're showing to Aguilar 2.0.
Listen, Jen, I'm going to give you priority status next Monday. I need you to call me and describe your day with the kids at the Meadowlands. Would you do that for me? I'll put you right up top.
I will do that for you, Ange.
All right, because I want to know, because maybe, you know, it's always darkest before the dawn, and then now maybe you'll have a great day, and they'll win easily, and everybody will be happy again.
Hopefully.
All right. Jen, have a great day. I'll talk to you next Monday.
All right.
That's
Bye.
Jen, and there you have it, huh?
I mean, you look at it this way. They're going back to the same field.
Scene of the crime.
And they're 7-point favorites.
Seven-point favorites.
I mean, how bad
So
are
wait
the
a minute.
Jets?
So the odds makers watched the Eagles' performance on that field.
How bad are the
And
Jets?
Said, all right, they're still favored by a touchdown.
Now, if the Eagles begin, Al, Ange, to throw the ball on every single play.
Right.
I will lose my mind.
I would suggest, Jen, you and the kids run onto the field and steal the
no,
football.
No, we're not suggesting
steal
anybody run on the field.
Steal the football and run away. Maybe they don't have a replacement. 215-592-9490. So much more to do. Who's on the hot seat today? Abe will tell us. And if you're, Mark from Mount Laurel. All it says is Mark from Mount Laurel and then the P word. So you know.
Yes. Please?
You're going to hear. No. No, it's got two S's in it.
Hmm.
He's going to come back and let fly. Stay
Possible?
Tuned. W-I. No, not. No. It's what I'm going to do right now during the break.
Oh, geez.
Oh, WIP yes. Sports time is 9:17.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Jalen Reagor dropped two potential game-winning touchdowns in the Eagles' awful 13-7 loss at the Giants. Earlier on the WIP Morning Show, Nick Sirianni was asked if Reagor continues to get opportunities because he was a first-round pick.
We're going to play the best players in every scenario. And, again, sometimes the ball goes to that player based off the look that you're getting. But you're doing what you're doing to put your team in the best position to win. I get paid to win games and period. And it's all I've ever had is support from everybody in this building and do what you got to do to win football games. And you're the expert in the scheming. You're the expert in football. All right, do what you got to do to win football games.
As for Jalen Hurts, bit of a tough day at the office for him is an understatement. He was intercepted 3 times. Cold weather has arrived, higher energy bills. Window Nation is here to help. For December only, get a house of windows for only $99 a month. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Dr. Glatt. Mostly sunny, a high of 44. It's currently 39. Failing or thinning hair, call the region's premier hair restoration expert for men and women, Dr. Paul Glatt. Book a consultation at drglatt.com. To stream 94WIP, go to the all-new 94WIP.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, 9:24. I'm going to do the hot seat today instead of Ava.
Why?
On the hot
what?
Seat is Ava Graham.
Why?
Because she has an unhappy husband. She's a newlywed.
He is very unhappy.
And her husband is unhappy because, Al, he's an Eagles fan.
Of course.
That was not fun yesterday.
No.
And then he got to endure for Broad Street Hockey, his podcast, his website. Al, he got to endure the 6 consecutive Flyers loss. Is it safe to say around the house right now, Bill's a little glum?
Yeah, that's an understatement, Angelo. He opened up his podcast. He goes, well, if you went to a game from New Jersey, you had a great time because our teams are trash. Trash.
And he was screaming that. And he's working from home yelling trash.
Yeah, and my mom stays with us most nights. He has to go into our sunroom so nobody can hear. But I wonder if the neighbors hear him through the windows.
Well, you could hear all the neighbors yesterday.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what they're saying? Unhappy wife, unhappy life.
Do I seem unhappy to you?
What do they say for the husband?
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to tell you
who
what.
Who cares?
You've husband. Been more unhappy today than in very recent times.
You know what?
And I bet it shows in your hot seat.
And you're right. It will. Today is a hot sectional because there's multiple people who are on this hot seat.
And it's steaming.
Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat.
I'm mad. I think that was one of the worst games that I've seen. The coaching, the play of the quarterback, the play of the receiver. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jalen Reagor. Why bother getting dressed?
Jalen Reagor stinks. Are there any questions?
No.
Good.
Nick Sirianni.
Good coaches dial up plays for their stars in key moments. He didn't do it. And he can't do it because he doesn't have the playbook.
Howie Roseman.
Nice. Get Justin Jefferson on the clock, right?
I'm on it.
Wow.
And after further review and a wide open Devonta Smith, Jalen Hurts.
All alone down the sideline. And he throws the ball to Reagor. Hey, throw the ball to Reagor! Oh, I can hear the pain in my voice.
You were hard on some people.
Al, and the fact of the matter is, that's real.
Yeah.
It's real. So, Ava, you took everybody out. You took them all out.
You know the feeling at the end of the game? The Giants gave us a gift.
Yes.
And we decided to just throw it back to the guy whose helmet had a better chance of catching the ball than he did. Like, really. I'm sitting there. I am tortured. Why do you torture me? Like, it was a boring game. It was no fun to watch at all. And we actually have an opportunity to win. And they completely throw it away.
Jonesy, safe to say, no marital bliss last night in the Gadonis abode.
I want to know why the hot seat was steaming.
Yeah, the hot seat was, there goes the steaming again.
All I heard was the hot seat steaming.
Well, maybe it's because Jalen Reagor was explosive.
I think Bill might have had a little baked beans for dinner, maybe.
All right, on the line with us, Al, is a man who does anger better than anyone.
Oh, boy.
The Hall of Famer, Mark from our law. Mark, how do you feel right now, pal?
Angelo, would you give me a second, please?
Please.
Only because for the last 14 hours, I've been screaming against the wall, and time's up right now. Hold on just 1 second, please.
Jalen Reagor sucks!
All right, I'm back.
Okay, good. That was good to get you got that out of your system. Mark, what are you feeling right now? What are you experiencing?
Ange, when he dropped that ball, I slumped out of my seat like I was shot like Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, I'm telling you, how in God's name is this guy still dressing? How is it that this guy is still on the football team? This is like a mystery that you could figure out. How he can't look bad, but he's looking worse every time they put him on the field. He's got to go, man. Howie has got to go.
I'm with you, Mark. 100%.
Angela, are you listening to me?
Yeah, I heard you. Listen, you're right. Go ahead.
The other, Mimo, hit him in the face mask, too. Oh, my God. If you watch the replay, he's in the corner. He's wide open. Yep. He puts his hands up and hits him in the face mask. But guess what? With 15 seconds left on the clock, he still has another chance. And it hits him right in the hands, and he drops the ball, and we win the game. We're 6-6, and this whole city has a whole different feel to it if we win that game. Even though we played horrible the whole game, Ange, even though we stunk it up, it doesn't matter if you win the ball game with 4 seconds left on the clock. And you and I and everybody on this radio station right now, you know, we're all saying, you know, they played a bad game. We all know that. But guess what? We could still run the table. Well, we ain't running nothing. Here's what I'm doing. I'm rooting for draft picks. That's
no.
what I'm rooting for.
No, Howie's going to make them. You don't want to root for Howie. No.
If we lose out, Howie has got to be gone. And by the way, Angelo, when we all get back home for our home game, please start something up with Howie Must Go. We've got to do something with
all right,
that.
Hold on,
Let
Mark.
Jeffrey Lurie Let me, hear it from the hilltop.
Hold on. Now, Mark, in order to be full disclosure here, I do need you to hear something, all right? Because after the game, Rager made himself available to discuss what had happened with the drops. And he anticipated your phone call and see if this helps you at all, because he said he knows he's got to take the heat. Listen to
that. I mean, you got
to
take the heat, so it's not really – You got to think, it's people, I would say now don't hold as much weight to me, so it's fine. Like I said, this was for me to take ownership, so whatever's going to be said is going to be said regardless.
Does that help at all, Mark?
You know, that's an absolute, what is he even saying? The guy is not, he's not an NFL football player. Where's his stats at for him to make a statement like that?
Yep.
Where was his stats?
I'm
the guy,
you.
By the way, he makes Nelson Aguilar, he makes him look like Jerry Rice. He makes Nelson Aguilar, who sucked and only got half decent when he left here. But this guy, Jalen Rager, who's going to want him? He's out of here. He's got to be out of here for next year.
All right,
but
hold
who's
going
to pick him up?
Let me go through this. So you want Rager out. You want Howie out. Is that correct?
I want Howie out. And I want. Right. Can I please just throw this in before you cut me off?
Please, please.
All right, listen, there's a couple things here. First of all, the Giants, the offensive line, has been a punching bag for every single team for the last 5 weeks, Angelo.
Correct.
Where the hell is Fletcher Cox? The guy signed a $132 million contract, and he hasn't done squat all since he's been on since he signed that contract. And by the way, you got this damn coach coming on every single week. When is it he's going to say something? He's always defending his players. Give me a break. It's a love fest with this guy. He sounds like a stinking moron.
Mark, I love you, man. Great job. That was what you call intensity. You understand?
He's angry. Ruined his weekend.
And the fact is, and again, I'm going to say what I said at the beginning. Jalen Rager said, I could take the heat. I know it's coming.
He doesn't know.
You have no idea, young man.
He's lucky they're on the road, son.
What Mark said that will stick is that every one of us that care about your football team, and that's millions of people, you ruined our week. Do you understand?
Yep,
Jonesy. Tomorrow morning when I wake up, I won't be bubbly.
No.
I won't be handsome. I won't be happy. I will be just as angry as I am today. And it will remain that way till next Sunday.
Well, no, it won't, because it's the Jets. So if they go and beat up on the Jets, it's like,
I trust nothing.
No, let me tell you.
I trust nothing.
When the Eagles beat the Detroit Lions, nobody took any steps. They're like, it's the Lions. They suck.
I trust nothing. I do not trust Nick Sirianni. I do not trust Jalen Hurts. And most especially, I do not trust Jalen freaking Rager.
I would say very uncharacteristic, but.
They could have won 73-0, and you were not going to wake up handsome.
All right, shut up. That's Jonesy's line.
Well, you look really nice.
Every morning when I wake up, pal, I hope for the best.
Gail doesn't hope.
Shut up.
Wake up.
Bob's on a live from Egg Harbor. Hi, Bob.
Morning, Angelo. I hear all the criticism from yesterday's game, and I agree with most of it. But fundamentally, I think the Eagles' Achilles heel is the short passing game. Yep. They don't seem to have one.
They don't.
Forcing it downfield, risking an interception.
You got to be accurate if you're going to be like that.
And they have Boston Scott is great at that screen game, at that shot, little shovel pass.
Yeah,
they know that it's completely not in the playbook, Bob. You're 100% right.
Running back Sanders should be. I mean, it should be there. It's not.
They don't use their backs as good receivers at all.
How many times in the beginning of the year or preseason do we hear Kenny Gainwell is a really good receiver?
No, we don't know. He never throwed him.
Right.
No. Don't know. A
couple catches on the last
game. Yeah, a couple.
Bob,
yeah.
Who are you blaming the most for this?
I have to blame Hurts for the most part with those three interceptions. They're just game killers and morale killers. So I'd have to blame him.
All right. Bob, but, I'm hearing you and I'm understanding. I have to get this in at some point because I'd never go through a show on a Monday after a game where I don't rip the refs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, yeah. So Boston Scott absolutely fumbled the ball. There's no question. They should have blown the whistle and said no play, 15-yard penalty, face mask. Because if that wasn't a face mask, there is no such thing.
No, you're right.
The guy's hand was all over his face. They saw the fumble. They didn't see that that was a face mask.
Well, I thought it was after that. I think they should have taken the face mask, but there was a fumble.
There was a fumble, but that play automatically goes back to the Eagles.
Oh, you meant the 15 minutes onto the Giants where they started. Gotcha.
No, I don't think it was not possessed by the Giants yet. Wow. If the face mask precedes possession by the other team, you get the ball back. I rip enough refs to know when I'm right. That was Eagles' ball. But there's no way. I purposely left it out till now because I didn't want people to think I was looking for other excuses. No, the Eagles deserved exactly what they got yesterday.
Yep.
Failure. And it's because of Rager. It's because of Sirianni. It's because of Hurts. It's because of Howie Roseman. All four of them. Shame.
What'd you think of that one spot there on the
floor? Oh, the
awful.
That was terrible. They didn't get it.
Yeah, once you can't challenge it because you're going to lose.
But they still didn't
it was
get
terrible.
Awful spot.
Yeah, awful. It was an awful spot.
215-592. We had nobody on our side yesterday, including our own team. WIP Sports Time, 9:36. We come back. The wit and wisdom of Seth Joyner. He was phenomenal yesterday. You're going to get to hear some of the stuff he said. But first, I want to tell you, I feel like I need a lawyer after what happened yesterday. Unfortunately, I know three great ones. Sam Pond, Jerry Leahockey, Tom Giordano. They formed the great law firm Pond Leahockey. And here's the thing about Sam, Jerry, and Tom. Their list of accomplishments in their profession are second to none. Sam and Jerry, presidents of the Trial Lawyers Association. They're the only workers' comp attorneys in the area who teach at local Philly law school. They've got appointments across the board, Pennsylvania Supreme Court committees, leadership positions at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, the Pennsylvania Bar Association, and the Philadelphia Bar Association. They've secured over $1 billion in workers' compensation recoveries for their clients, and they'll do it for you, too. This is the Pond Leahockey is the largest workers' comp firm in all of Pennsylvania because they're the best. Sam, Jerry, and Tom are proud and honored to represent clients like you, some of the hardest working people in Pennsylvania, and they thank you for their support. Full disclosure at 9:41 on a Monday morning after an awful Eagles loss. I seek solace from one place only.
Solace.
After the worst losses. NBC Sports Philadelphia postgame show. And it usually starts with Michael Barkan. He's watching the guys come down the hallway.
He was angry.
And he's so mad.
He loves that part.
He's so mad. But he's got cherry blue glasses on. He should have a black pair for when we're all in mourning.
Yeah, after the losses. Right? It's a good idea.
But the pièce de résistance, and they know what they're doing over there. They save Seth. Because Barrett Brooks gets mad, and it works. And Ray's writing stuff down, and I could tell yesterday he was writing down swear words.
Yes.
He was doing
counting them.
The seven words you can never say on radio. He was writing those down. And then, but you're waiting for Seth. Because Seth Joyner is sitting there, and he's steaming in his own juices. And he's getting madder and madder. And then you go, all right, he's going to lower the boom. And here he comes. He starts by talking about Nick Sirianni's play calling.
This game is a game where all of our fears have been reconfirmed. The fear has always been, would Nick Sirianni revert back to what he was weeks 1 through 7? Today, he did that, okay, against the 28th ranked team, against the run, opposed to the 22nd team against the pass. They just reverted back to everything that made them such a bad football team weeks 1 through 7.
All right, he's building it up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Rager, because he was not happy with Jalen Rager getting 7 targets in the game. Here's him on that.
Do you realize that Jalen Rager led this team today in targets?
Yeah.
7 targets he had, okay? And between your first rounder last year and your high-priced tight end, they got 7 together. Okay, and you're going to tell me you're trying to prioritize this guy? You're trying to figure out how to get him touches? Come on.
All right, Seth, don't hold back. Why do you think they're giving Rager all these chances?
There's no way in the world you can tell me that you're trying to prioritize, you know, the only way you're trying to prioritize him is you're being told to prioritize him, okay? Because he's done nothing to get to have offensive priority on this football team. There's never a game, there's not a single game that I can think of this year, last year, the rest of the 5 games this year, or going into next year where Jalen Rager should be the priority at wide receiver. He's a third option at best.
And at that point, Al, his eyes are beginning to circle in their sockets, and the steam is coming out. It's beautiful. It always makes me feel better because I realize that although I attempt to sound menacing, I don't do it.
No.
I am not an intimidating person.
No,
you're not. That's good.
Seth Joyner can do it with a scowl. It's beautiful.
He's intimidating.
On the line with us is a good friend, Mr. Big Rube. Hi, Big Rube.
Hello.
We're not happy. Oh. By the way, your Steelers stink,
they
too.
They got crushed.
Oh, they are bad.
Oh, man. But Big Ben looked like Joe Montana last week coming back, and then he looked like Blander from the Oakland Raiders back in the day. George Blander.
George Blander was a kicker.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Rube, get to the birds. How bad did that look?
Oh. I'm watching. I told you, Rhea and everybody, like, women are the new volatile fans. The F-bombs are
Oh, boy, you're
again.
Not kidding.
Yeah, women are getting more into that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's no joke. But, I mean, how, like, you go up to your division rival and after you done, you know, what they did last week to New Orleans and just look like a shell of nothing.
Oh,
and then Rager. Y'all remember Lyman Sweef out of Texas that Pittsburgh drafted that had all the attributes and couldn't catch a cold?
Yeah.
That's who Jalen Rager, even though Rager didn't come with all those pedigree attributes, but you got a first-round bust on your hand.
Thank you. I'm glad you, as an outsider being a Steelers fan, acknowledged it. He is a bust. And that this experiment must end today. Rube, no more pain. Put him on the bench. I don't want to see him anymore. He stinks. He can't return a kick either. He's bad at that too, Rube.
Yeah, that's what that's what after year two, Pittsburgh didn't dress him. You know, he's a first-round pick, but they didn't dress him. It was a wrap.
Rube, will the chicken help at all a very angry city today?
Well, you got finished eating the other poultry now. Got to get back to the best fried chicken in the world. Come holler at me and Manny Unk, Pitcher's Pub, 4326 Main Street, and drown out your sorrows with some good grub tonight. Open at 5 p.m.
Holler! I'm going to find out right now if he's right. I got a woman on the line, and I have had some angry women today, and Annette is here. Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Are you unhappy, Annette?
Yeah, you know what, Angelo? There's an old saying that Maya Angelou said, when a person shows you who they are, believe them the first time. The Eagles have shown us who they are.
Yeah.
You just don't believe that they're as bad as they are. Yesterday, because I streamed the game, or even at the game, yesterday I streamed the game in my group. I mean, everybody was cussing and fussing. I didn't even really want to watch the fourth quarter. Now, the score was 0-3 at halftime, and but the game looked worse than that. If you see the game, you know, somebody look at the score, they say, oh, the Eagles are only down by 3. But we watched the game, it was brutal.
It was awful. It was bad. Were you complaining during the game in that?
Was I?
You were.
And from words I won't be able to mention here.
Oh,
yes.
She was doing that. All right, now, Annette, if you today were to meet Jalen Reagor, right? Remember, he dropped those two balls at the end. What would you say to him?
Angelo, I don't want you to put me off the radio.
No, I'm not. All right. You would swear at him? Mention. Yeah.
Yeah, and I ball up my fist and give him one good one in the mouth.
No, no.
I'm telling you, I'm not a violent person, but the Eagles, they're bringing me into something I don't want to be.
Right.
I mean, we would have been sitting pretty in that seventh position, you know, even though things can change week by week, but we would have been in seventh for the wild card yesterday. Just that game, I said, oh, we got the wild card, and then we'll be in there nice and snug. Everybody else was 5-5. We'll go 6-6. I mean, you know, I knew we were going to lose, but all the commentators said the Eagles are going to win. That was a curse.
Yeah. Annette, thank you for sharing your anger with us today. This phenomenon is true. More and more women are getting very angry and expressing it during the games via bad language.
Yeah.
Well, the NFL has, 49% of its audience are women.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising.
Steve's checking in from Dallas, where they're not happy either. Well, they thought the refs rooked them, but they didn't. Hi, Steve. How are you today?
Are you kidding? Being a Dallas fan is like being a Cubs fan. This is getting to be a bad habit.
Yeah.
And I was feeling awful until your Philadelphia Wildflowers or Flower Children went out and stunk it up. My goodness gracious. I have it on good authority.
Yeah.
I have a friend in the league office who told me that Jeffrey Lurie has called up the commissioner and asked for special dispensation that on passing downs, that Jalen Reagor and Jalen Hurts can use seeing eye dogs. They are so terrible. They are what you're allowing us to do. You got the Philadelphia team sucks, but Dallas sucks, and you're allowing us to back into some kind of East title, back into it.
Yeah, you're going to win the division, but you will get knocked out early, Steve, because the Cowboys stink too. They all stink. This whole division stinks.
It stinks. And, you know, I talked with you about 3 weeks ago, and you said Dallas was a good team. And I said, you watch. Jerry Jones
can
turn function into dysfunction better than anybody in the world.
You know what you're talking about, Steve. There are not many Cowboy fans I agree with, but you're one of them. Omar's up next. Omar, you went to the game.
Yes.
No, what was it like there?
Horrible. It was horrible. I'm pissed. It was my birthday.
All right, tell me who you're maddest at. Who are you really angry at right now, Omar?
I'm mad at Nick Sirianni. I listened to you when you asked him questions.
Yeah.
He was backing down from truthfully answering the questions that you asked him. And he almost told us and told the world that he was told to target Reagor instead of going to Devontae and Goddard and the run game and things that were.
I did not hear that.
I didn't hear that either.
But what I did hear is that he didn't even necessarily dial up Reagor, but Hurts went to him. That is not good for our quarterback to pick out a guy we know can't make that
At least
play.
On the first one that
Omar.
Was they're taught. The second one, he's got to
see
him.
How is Hurts not looking for Smith? He knows Smith is a big-time Heisman Trophy winner. Why is he looking at Reagor?
The problem is when you got Howie Roseman drafting players that he shouldn't draft, and the world knows that Jefferson is a completely, totally different athlete when it comes to Reagor, and they keep getting smacked in the face every week, it's tiresome.
All right, Omar, I have to fight. Are you going again next week to the Meadowlands to face the Eagles and Jets? Are you going to see that one?
Hell no.
All right, hold on. I got free tickets. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
That's great.
Omar, don't do that. I don't have tickets. I wouldn't wish that.
Yeah.
See that, Al?
Nobody wants
that. That's the real story.
Yeah, it's a
Let me get Jabbo up real quick. Jabbo, I got 30 seconds. What do you got for me?
Well, to me, Jalen Hurts,
was the main reason. There was plenty of blame to go around. Dallas Goedert had one catch for minus 1 yard. Wow. End of the first half. Throw the ball away. Kick a field goal, 3-3.
Sure. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was end holding it too long anyway. You got to get rid of it. It's only 8 seconds. Get rid of the ball.
Exactly. End of the game. There's 25 seconds to go. It's fourth down and 10. Get a first down. Spike it. Now you got two shots in the 15-yard line.
I know. Jabbo, it was bad decision-making by a quarterback. I have not lost sight of that. In fact, in the course of this morning, Al, I've placed the blame more and more on Jalen Hurts.
Change your vote.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to torture yourself a little more, get the overview of the final play.
Don't do it.
And watch the left sideline as Smith goes down. I don't know what the corner's thinking. He blows by him. He's all alone, at least 5 yards in the clear, and he's got his arm up saying, throw me the ball, this game is over. And Hurts never sees him. I may never get over this. It's time to do a wrap.
What a morning. Brought to you by AmeriBest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details. Angelo, this line of the day, it's from you, and it's a response to a caller talking about Rager.
Hey, we're nasty.
That was not it at all.
It's all right.
I finally win a line of the day, and you don't even have it? Hold on. We have it now, please. This guy stinks, Mike. He stinks.
Put him across the middle. Put him across
I'll put him across your middle.
Classy.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I showed a lot of class or decorum today.
Yep.
I didn't. Right. I didn't get a full night's sleep.
Right up his middle. Now brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Do you believe the Eagles organization is influencing how Coach Nick Sirianni is using Jalen Rager? 68% say yes.
Well, that's a good number. That's right. That means 68% did not believe what Nick Sirianni told us today. Think it over. Joe DiCara and John Ritchie are coming up next. DJ TR, you other guys, stay there. They're going to talk birds today, I promise you. Our assistant today was Miss Ava Graham. Our associate producer was Mr. Daniel Wilson. And our producer, Joseph A. Webster Jr. Jake, how do we do today?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.